Way to go, Jerry.
You blew a 75-meter lead.
And the last leg is only 100 meters.
All right, ladies. We're a team. We can't put all the blame on Jerry just because it is all her fault.
That's right. We're teammates, so let's act like it.
Oh, speaking of which, I pulled a hamstring. Which one of you lovely ladies would like to rub it down?
Jerry!
Oh, no offense, but I was hoping...
What's your excuse this time?
Funny story. I stopped by the candy machine.
You blew the team's lead to make a trip to the candy machine?
It's not my fault they put the candy machine so far from the track.
Hit the locker room now. And get rid of that candy bar.
Your bank out.
Hello, I'm Jerry Blank. 32 years ago, I dropped out of high school and ran away from home. Oh, I made a lot of friends. Did a lot of time. I was a builder, a user, and a loser. I stole the TV. Did some overtime. But now I'm back in school. And though the faces may have changed, the hassles are just the same.
Great race! Hey, we'll go next time, ladies. Hey, Wilma, you want some help, you know, rubbing that out?
All right, why don't you girls hit the tub? Not you, Jerry.
But it's tub time. You know, rub-a-dub-dub, four girls in a tub.
Sit down, Jerry.
But they're soaping up. I can hear the lather. The lather.
Look, Jerry, we all want to get into that tub, but we have something important to discuss here. I'm not asking for the state championship, but it would be nice not to come in last once. I'm cutting you from the team.
What? Where's this coming from?
Come over here. Turn around. Turn around and put your head down. You are 80% body fat.
Wow, what's the other 20%?
It looks like scar tissue.
Oh, please. Please. Oh, please, I'll do anything. Don't kick me off the team. Give me one more chance. I'm dying.
Jerry, you say the same thing every time.
I know, but this time I mean it. Even the last part doesn't mean anything. Don't kick me off that tub team.
You mean the track team.
Right.
I'll give you another chance. But if you don't get your time down by Friday, you're off the team.
Well, how am I supposed to do that?
Put a little more effort into it.
But I'm not sure I want to put extra effort into something I want.
Then you're off the team.
Fine. If that's your attitude, then I will stand firm by changing my mind and saying I'll do it. Can I get the tub now?
Whatever.
Lather.
Ah! Stay by right. Good. Bring it back. Fuck the world. Ah. Camera, stop right. Camera,
stop.
Camera.
Cookies!
Those are for Derek, Cherry. He led the Squat Thrust team to victory today.
Oh, here's my little champion.
I made a pizza for you.
Pizza, pizza, pizza!
How's that taste, Troll? I'm going to squat my way right to the top.
I don't get it. You don't have any more muscle mass than me. You're just a rack of bones covering a thin layer of fag. How do you do it?
I'm a natural athlete. Plus, I got a little something special. Maxi Bulk 10,000. It's got everything you need. For maximum bulk. Sugar, corn syrup, fructose, molasses, brown sugar, caramel color, and xanthan gum.
Xanthan gum? Wow! I want some!
Oh, wait, Plug. I'm not wasting my stash on a loser like you. Get your own. Maxi Bulk 10,000.
Give it to me! My stash!
Oh, great. What am I going to eat now, troll? Mom!
5, 6, 6 steps. Keep going.
Oh, hey. Welcome to NutraWiz. Wait, let me guess. Your wife of 30 years just left you. You want to lose that spare tire around the middle so you can hit the clubs again and groove on the young Chiquitas, am I right?
No.
Well, hold on, old timer. I'll get it. You've got a thyroid condition. It makes your bones brittle. So you want a calcium supplement so you can chase after the grandkids without having to worry about another broken hip.
I'm a high school freshman girl, and I need to get in shape for the track team.
Of course.
I want some Maxi Ball Gut 10,000.
Sure you want to pack, moron? You say you're on the track team. Let me make a suggestion. You slam the aminos for breakfast, protein shake for lunch. After dusk, nothing but carbs. You stick to that regimen for 6 months, you're going to see some marginal improvement.
Well, I need to be fast by Friday.
Okay, look. I'm not supposed to sell this. In fact, I'm not even supposed to possess it. But you're an exceptional... leave that case. Hold on.
Look, I rode that brown tiger for 20 years. It took me through a carnival of hell. I became the plaything of Indonesian businessmen. By the end, I was barely human. But I'm willing to give it another shot.
Oh, it isn't what you think. Anabolic steroids.
Well, won't that make my testes shrivel?
Have you got testes?
Of course not. I'm a girl. What will it do to my sperm count?
Look, all you've got to worry about is how much faster you're going to be. Well, that and brain cancer.
Bring it on, baby.
Jerry, if you didn't come, we could at least forfeit and save ourselves the humiliation of watching you hobble and laugh.
Thank you for those words of support. I'll be seeing you ladies in the winner's circle.
Remember, Jerry, this is your last shot.
On your mark, get set.
Go, 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 go! Straight to Jerry Blank.
Take a minute.
You know, I don't know what got into you out there, but you were on fire.
Guilty!
I have to ask you something important.
I really need to hit that tub.
I know, Jerry. Are you taking any performance-enhancing drugs?
No.
Oh, good. Because legally, I had to ask you once. Hit the tub.
Girl.
Love cheese. What is it about cheese?
Once again, Jerry, great race.
Thanks, Wilma. Jerry, what did you do to improve so much?
Well, I just worked on the old fundamentals, you know, running, batani. Enough about me. Tell me about the tub today.
You know, it was the same as usual. Uh-huh. Hot water and soap.
Right.
It got so hot and slippery in there, we had to hold on to each other for support.
And then Wilma came up with this crazy game where she pretended she was a moray eel. And then she went underneath the water and nibbled on us.
And then we pretended our legs were a coral reef, and we hid the soap underneath our bottom.
The soap was like this frightened little puffer fish, and the eel was trying to get at it.
I almost got it, too.
Jerry, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I almost drowned in my own saliva. Just happy about going to state.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm a little worried about this state meet.
Yeah, I mean, our time was pretty good today, but it's a long way from what it would take to win.
Look, ladies,
No need to worry.
What's that, Jerry?
It's completely harmless. I mean, I didn't look at my time. We could all do it, and no one would be able to beat us. Then we can go celebrate in the tub, huh?
I don't know, Jerry. I heard that stuff makes your clitoris enlarge.
Are you okay? Oh, yeah, blacked out again. Look, if we're serious about winning, then the answer is simple.
I'm not afraid of needles.
Don't worry. We can all go back to my house. Once we're there, I'll swap down the nude behinds of you three ladies. I'll take the time, find a vein, then I'll inject you. That's simple.
Okay, Jerry.
Chuck, wait!
How do you know how much to give us?
Well, it's really scientific. The faster you want to go, the more you take. How fast do you want to go?
Really fast.
Then I'll give you really a lot.
Is this dangerous?
Yeah, dangerously exciting.
Derek, are you eavesdropping on your sister and her fit young friends?
Yeah, it sounds so weird in there. It sounds like they're naked and giggling and stuff and doing things.
Derek, you're a healthy teenage boy. Why don't you swing open the door and catch them in their panties?
Nah, I think I'm just going to watch some figure skating on TV.
Congratulations, Coach Wolf. I've seen them come, I've seen them go. This is the finest ladies' platform track team we've ever had. How long have we had a ladies' track team?
This is the first year, sir.
Keep up the good work.
Okay, ladies.
Remember, if we win here, we're going to state.
Let's do so well that it can't possibly be explained by our talent or our training. Do it! Come on! Lady dogs!
On your marks. Get set.
Of you all. Our competition has expressed concern about how we've improved so quickly. I am, of course, concerned that I might find out. But a team is built on trust, and I trust you to keep it from me. I'll go draw your bath.
Duck time!
We're gonna get busted.
What if they find out?
Relax, girls. I don't want you all stressed out in the tub. Besides, what could go wrong?
Oh, you ladies are dressed. Well, I'll say my piece anyway. A lot of rumors floating around on how you drastically improved your times. I think, baby, I know the answer as to why. You're very fast.
Yeah, fast.
But I have some other news. The whole school just might find interesting. You're all getting new uniforms. But I have a good reason why I won't be giving them to you now. I don't want them to get dirty. Keep up the good work, ladies.
See, I told you. What could go wrong?
Oh, one more thing. Before the state finals, the officials will be holding random drug testing. If it's found you have any illegal substances in your bodies, you will be disqualified and then suspended. Don't let me down.
Blackie?
Whoopi?
Your tub's ready.
Tub time!
We don't feel like a bath today.
Well, how about a shower? Can I see you naked? Second.
Thank you.
of course, the reason we're here tonight, the Flat Point Ladies Track Team! Just a few quick words about these winners. These brave young ladies represent this school. And more importantly, they represent me. Can you visualize me in a sexy little track suit crossing the finish line first? I can. God help me if they lose. Let's hear it for the Tomcats!
I got something to say.
I need you to continue. Wait, I fire them up and see if you can keep their attention.
For the ladies on track team. We are so proud of our girls. They're so naturally fast. That kind of speed doesn't come in a bottle. No practice, yet 30 seconds off their time in 3 days. So, kick 'em, dogs!
So busted. Look, Jerry, this whole thing is your idea. You have to tell the coach. But maybe if we tell her now, they'll take pity on us, and at least we won't get kicked out of school. Look, we could beat this drug test. I've done this 100 times before. All we need is, like, 30 pints of fresh blood. And I know where we can get it.
Tell her, Jerry. You girls all stretched out?
Coach Wolf, I gotta tell you something.
Hey, look, Jerry. All I know is what I don't know, and I want to keep it that way, okay? I'm going to be up in the bleachers fantasizing that I had something to do with your success.
All right, ladies, I'm here for your random drug test. I'm going to choose one member of your team. A trace of anything illegal shows up, you are all disqualified and expelled from school. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, you.
One of your teammates told me. Let me tell you something, Blake. I will not let this school be disgraced by you and your team's disgraceful actions. Give me that cup.
What?
I'm going to do something disgraceful in it. Stay back, Blake. You're making me nervous.
Ladies? Congratulations, you passed.
I should tell you that although your urine was drug-free, we did detect a vicious case of gonorrhea. Good luck.
Please give it up for our natural anthem, as rendered by the Batman High Choral Ensemble.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed in the perilous fight? On the ramparts we watched as so gallantly streaming, and the watchers were standing attacking the soldiers.
On your marks, get set.
Thank you.
you judge. Unless it helps you win. And in that case, only winners you judge. Hey, ladies, you know something? I'm feeling all eely.
I love to go swimming with women, and women love swimming with me. I pretend that I'm a crab, and their pretty ankles grab. Who wouldn't be a lobster in the sea? All peaches, all fall on the beaches.
It's summer with a twist on Comedy Central. Don't miss Men at Work, Men at Play, and Men in Lingerie on an all-new episode of The League of Gentlemen. Next.
And women love swimming with me.